Hanukkah, let's learn from Rabbi Shimon Schwab's Sefer on Tefillah, Iyun Tefillah. The great Rabbi Shimon Schwab left this world in 1995. One of our own local rabbis from Washington Heights. Okay, Rabbi Schwab was an amazing human being, and he wrote a whole Sefer on Tefillah. And the last section of the Sefer is on Modim, as he finishes out the Shmona Esrei. Okay, so since, of course, Halel, Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of Lahudos Ulahalel, it's a time of Hodah, of expressing thanks, so I thought it would be kedai to learn Modim in a deeper way, and to be able to put a little bit more into our Modim. When we say thank you, when we bow before Hashem every day in Shmona Esrei, we should be able to do it with a little more understanding and thoughtfulness. Okay, so he writes on page Shin Pei Vav, in the opening words, Bracha Shnia, min achelak ha'achron shel Shmona Esrei nikreis Hoda. And of course, Shmona Esrei is divided into three sections. There's the first section, there's the middle section, and there's the last section. Middle section is all the brachos of Bakashos, all of our requests. And then we get to the last section, where we daven over the Beis HaMikdash. We hope for the restoration of Hamachzir Shechinah Sol Tzion. And then we say Modim. We express thanks. It's referred to in Chazal as Hoda'ah. Okay, and that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is about Lahodus Ulahala. Okay, so let's learn Modim. Okay, I'm going to skip the next paragraph because it's a very, very deep idea, which is we're going to save for another time. Maybe Purim will come back to it. Okay? Let's continue from where it says, Sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, let's see where we are. First page on the right-hand column, second paragraph from the bottom. We say in Modim anachnu lach, Sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. Says Rav Schwab, Rosh Vereshis Modim LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shegila Lanu Yisrael Amo Shu Matzoi Uvara Esakot. The first thing we say to Hashem is Modim Anachnu Lach, thank you Hashem, Sha'ata Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Thank you first and foremost for revealing to us, Am Yisrael, Shehu Matzoi Ubara Sakol, that you exist and that you created everything. If Hashem never would have contacted us at our Sinai, would we know that he exists? So you'll say, well, Avram figured it out beforehand. That's true. That's true. We could maybe try to figure it out. But the fact that Hashem revealed himself to us is a really, really big gift. It made things a lot easier. It's still pretty hard to see Hashem in our lives. But the fact that Hashem was Megal himself, thank you, Hashem, for what? For declaring yourself our God. Thank you for coming down on Har Sinai and saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That changed the rules of reality for the Jewish people. The ilu lo gila lanu mitziuso yisbarach, and if Hashem would not have revealed himself that he exists, lo hainu yodim bichlal shehu matzoi, we wouldn't know that he exists at all. We wouldn't even be aware. Beli hasgalas zu hainu mechusarim yedia yisodis. Without this revelation, we'd be lacking a fundamental bit of knowledge. And he says it would be like what? Kamo dagim hashatim bekaaris zechuches. It's like fish in a fish tank. It's like fish in a fish tank. You go to the aquarium, yeah? And you see these fish swimming around, and they do a good job to create an environment that looks right. But chaval that the fish thinks and doesn't realize big fish out there. I mean, the fish only knows his little fish tank. The fish doesn't realize, right, what's beyond. All the fish knows, he says, is the glass tank. She'einam yodim she'esh olam maleim lichutz l'ka'arasam. They don't realize that there's a whole world outside of the fish tank. Ve'einayim yibachutz hamabitos l'toch ha'ka'ara. As they watch people staring in at them in the fish tank. This is all they know. They don't realize it's so limiting to live in the fish tank. So imagine, says Rav Schwab, what life would be like had Hashem not revealed to us the Torah, revealed to us His existence, revealed that He's the Creator. So the first thing we say in Modim is thank you Hashem for what? Sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. Thank you for giving us the knowledge to know that in fact you are the creator of the world. Sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu means Modim anachnu lach Shodatanu Shatu Hashem Elokeinu. Thank you for letting us know that you are God and that you are our God. HaTorah Maschila Bereshis Bar Elokim Eis HaShemayim Veis HaAretz. Says Rav Schwab, let's learn the first pasuk of Chumash together. Better yet, let's learn the first three words of Chumash together. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Does anyone know how to lane it? Anyone know the trup? Okay, just do the first three words. All right, what's under Elokim? Bereshis Bara Elokim. Pause. Asnachta. So says Rav Schwab, Hanagina Tachas Elokim. The trup under Elokim is what's known as the Asnachta, top of the left column. Shemeshameshes Lipsik. It tells you, it's an indicator, stop, pause, whoa, stop, slow down. Don't go so fast in the Torah. Bereshis Bara Elokim, there's plenty to think about there. Don't rush. Asnachta. Take a good, long, hard pause. Why? Lahoros Sha'ad Kan Maimer Rishon. Bereshis Bara Elokim, that's the first Maimer. That's the first thing you need to know. That's the introduction to life. Dahainu, says Rav Schwab, Sheshloshes Hamilim Bereshis Bara Elokim He Maimer Bifnei Atzmo. It's not an introduction, it's a declaration. It's the most important declaration of all. It's a statement in and to itself. Reishis Kol, the first thing you need to know, Tzrichim Ledas Yisodze, you need to know this, Sheyesh Eloka, Shebara Sakol Yesh Me'ayin. Rav Schwab is actually saying a Chassidus Shavart here. You look at Sefer Chassidus, they say this Shavart. Bereishis, the first thing you need to know is Bara Elokim, is that God created the world. Pause, stop. Think about that a lot. Meditate on that. Don't rush into the next part of the pasuk. Bereishis, the first thing you need to know, says Rav Schwab, the first yesod is that there's a God who created a world from nothing, something from nothing. And he says very strongly, Vim ein adam, ein la adam emuna bi yesod ikarizeh. And if you don't internalize this, if you kind of just gloss over it, you don't hit that pause of Bereishis Bara Elokim, asnachta, pause, stop, think about that, Bereishis. The first thing you need to know, not in the beginning God created. The first thing, Bereishis, the first thing you need to know is Bara Elokim. If you don't stop and think about that, and you just rush on in the Torah, if a person lacks the Amunah in this fundamental principle, then says Rav Schwab, Yachol liglol esefer Torah velo yamshich yoser. You might as well roll up the Torah and put it back in the Aron because you're wasting your time. Very strong, no? You should roll up the Torah and not continue. If you don't stop to internalize the first three words of the Torah, then you might as well not learn at all. Okay, so the first thing we say thank you to Hashem for is Modim Anachtu Lach. Thank you, Hashem. Sha'atu Hashem Elokeinu. Thank you for making yourself known to us, giving us the opportunity to acknowledge you as Creator. Not only that, it would be very hard to do it on our own. Meaning, even after the giving of the Torah, or even by creating a possibility of looking at the world and recognizing Hashem like Avram did, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the first thing you need to figure out is that God created the world. But we're very lucky, and we thank Hashem, that we live in a system where I don't have to figure it out from scratch. The Chafetz Chaim wouldn't let his children learn the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. You know why? Because the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim is a guide for the perplexed. The Chafetz Chaim said, in our home, we're not perplexed. If you're the Chafetz Chaim's son, you're not perplexed. Emunah is tangible. You look at your father and you see Emunah. You see yourself as part of a great chain that goes back to Har Sinai and beyond. The Ramban writes in Parshas Ve'eschanan that so much of our Emunah is built on that awesome chain of parents to children. Of grandparents to parents to children. Right? So we thank Hashem for that. I don't have to figure it all out on my own. Says Rav Schwab, Ve'elokei avoseinu li'olam ve'ed. What are we thanking Hashem for? Sha'atu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, thank you for being our God and the God of our forefathers. Li'olam va'ed, says Rav Schwab. V'ha'uda ha'shniya hi shemodim la'kadosh baruch hu shenatzan la'avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Hashem, you gave our forefathers, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the amazing ability, the The chachma lahorish libneim achareim yidia shamitziuso yisbarach. Hashem, you gave the avos an amazing ability to transmit amuna to us. Where would we be today had Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov not clarified HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf? If we understand anything, it's because we're the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So thank you, Hashem, for giving the wisdom to the avos to pave the way for us, to be able to transmit it down to us. That's why we've said in the past, that's why in Pirkei Avos, when it talks about Avram's 10 tests, it doesn't just call him Avraham like it does in the previous Mishnah. There are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. That's one Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Then the next Mishnah says, Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. Why is he called Avraham Avinu? When it talks about his tests, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains in his Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, because it was Avraham as Avinu who not only passed the test, but he transmitted to us the ability, the spiritual strength to pass those tests. So my emunah is not something that I came to on my own. I'm part of a system. And when I thank Hashem for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I'm also thanking Hashem for Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Aleha. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my grandpa Joe and my Zaidi Jack. And I'm thanking, you know, and everyone else along the way. Right? The people who again, each in their own way, was able to transmit the Mesorah. That today I could say I'm a practicing Jew. So thank you, Hashem, for putting me in a system, again, first and foremost, the Avos themselves, who had the ability to transmit this idea of Hashem's reality to us. Okay, what's the next phrase in Modim? We say Hashem, Tzur Chayenu. Says Rav Shraab, what does that mean, Tzur Chayenu? Hashem is the Tzur Chayenu. What does Tzur mean? Hashem is a rock. Hashem is the rock of my existence. What does that mean? Hakinoi hazeh maivia shakadosh baruch hu yisod hayisodos mahaves hakol. The image of a rock means what? That Hashem, you are, so to speak, you know, like that permanence of the rock that can't be dislodged from its place. Hashem, you are that sense of permanence in my life. You're the yisod hayisodos, you're the foundation of foundations. That's why when Hashem first created the world, when he touched down in the world, in the makom of the Kodesh Kadashim, right, we have the Evan Shasia, the foundation stone. Why a stone? The image of a stone is a sense of permanence. Right? Of course, with the right machinery, you can lift heavy stones. But the image of Tzur Chayenu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the, Hashem is the mainstay of my life. V'hu Mekor Chayenu, Hashem is the essence, is the source of my life, my existence. U'beli Mitziu So Yisbarach Mitziyas Acheres Eina Efsharis. And without Hashem as that mainstay in my life, as the guarantor of my life, I couldn't exist. Let me just tell you an insight from the Gra, and then I'll take your comment. The Vilna Gaon explains a pasuk that we said this morning in Halach. Okay, listen to this. This is from the Kol Eliyahu collected teachings of the Vilna Gaon. And it was Kuf Samach Tes. What did we say in Halach this morning? Tov lachsos ba'Hashem, mivtoach ba'adam. Tov lachsos ba'Hashem mivtoach ba'adam. What does lachsos mean? What does mivtoach mean? They're both words that mean to trust or to seek protection. Right? Tov lachsos ba'Hashem. Better to what? Better to be protected by Hashem than to mivtoach ba'adam, than to rely on man, than to trust man. Which is a stronger word? Chisayon or bitachon? Lachsos or miftoach, which is a stronger word? Which is a stronger type of trust? Bitachon. So says the Vilna Gaon, better lachsos ba'Hashem than miftoach ba'adam. Says the Vilna Gaon, lachsos means to like shield yourself partially, to protect yourself, to kind of hide behind. Miftoach means to fully trust, to completely rely upon. So you know what David HaMelech was saying? You're going to get more out of life with a shaky trust in God than an absolute trust in man. The biggest promise that a human being has ever made for you is shakier than like the guarantees you're not even sure that Hashem gave you. Hashem is just that much more reliable. So Al tivtachu bin divim. Don't rely upon nobles. What do you mean? They have all the power. They have all the authority. They swore. They promised. They said I could trust them. Yeah, but a human being can never be fully relied upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tov lachsos ba'Hashem, says the Vilna Gaon, Ratzal lomar, Shemi'atzvo yasim v'yishlach Yehovo al Hashem. Af sholo iftiach lo Hashem. Better to jump behind Hashem, even if Hashem didn't give you a guarantee, than to stand behind the person who says, I guarantee I'll watch over you, I'll protect you. Better to hide, to shield yourself in the shadow of Hashem, without an absolute guarantee. You're safer there than you are in the protection of in the guarantee of a basar v'dam, of a human being of flesh and blood. And that's what it means, sor chayenu. Hashem, you're a rock. You're rock solid. You're entirely dependable. I can rely upon you 100%. And I have the confidence that you're not going to let me down. Human beings, sometimes the people we trust most, the people we thought we could rely upon, disappoint us. Okay? And that's what we're saying in Modim. We say, Hashem, tzur chayenu. Hashem, you're entirely reliable. Okay, Harris, what do you want to say? Could be. It sounds a little bit like it's not that, but it could be. I bet the Svarim HaKadosh should make connections there. Okay, now this next piece is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Like serene and sort of thing.
Right. So it just makes it more personal. Right?
Our
stone. Our. Like we learned yesterday. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Like the Rashba said in that tshuva. Elokeinu emphasizes. It's personal. Right? It's us as opposed to the rest of the world. The whole world can't rely on Hashem the same way we can because we're His children. Banu matem l'Hashem Elokeichem. A child has to believe that my parent will do anything for me. Right? The guy who lives next door is a nice guy, and I'm sure he'll help me if he can. But not in the same way that a parent will go all out for me. So I guess we're highlighting again, as Tzureinu, Tzur Chayenu, that Hashem is more dependable and reliable for us than I guess the rest of the Bria. We have a unique connection to Him. Okay? Now look at this, Magen Yesheinu. This is very strong. Says Rav Schwab, Magen Yesheinu. What are we expressing? Maviam kan todasenu l'kadosh baruch hu, lo rak shehu mechayenu. Hashem, I'm not only saying thank you for the fact that what? That you gave me life, that you created me. Elish gam shehu magen aleinu b'chol tekufas chayenu. Hashem, you watch over me my entire life. I'm Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. I'm 37 years old. Yeah? I've had cancer. I've been in car crashes. I've been hit in the face with a golf club. And I think I'm doing okay. Magen Yesheinu, you know? No? Magen Yesheinu. Anyone here ever have a virus in their body? You know, that can go bad pretty fast, you know? If Hashem doesn't keep it under control. Says Rav Schwab, Mehascholas havayaseinu berechem imenu ad zikna v'seiva. You know how many things could have gone wrong in the rechem imenu, in your mother's womb? You know how many things could have gone wrong with every one of us? And ad zikna v'seiva, to make it to old age? We see old people in the world, which means people are making it through. Who's getting them through? There's so many things that can go wrong. Magen yishenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Hashem didn't just make you, and thank you, God, for putting me into existence. But Hashem, you're protecting me every step of the way, every second of every day. Uveli haganaso lo hayinu yecholim lishar b'chayim. If not for Hashem's protection, we wouldn't be able to remain alive. Machvas kol hasakanos hanishkafos lano. Just think about how many dangers surround us any given day. Anu chayim, now look at this, amazing. Anu chayim b'sviva shemaleya chidakim uman ganunim kol kach zi'irim. Luckily, Rav Schwab translated for us. We're surrounded by bacteria and tiny organisms. There is so much floating around the world to make us sick. You can only see them under what? The enlarging glass, better known as a microscope. And so many of them are so dangerous to the body. Even in our daily lives, when we walk the streets, right? Not the cleanest streets in the world, Washington Heights, New York. Yeah, we're surrounded by all sorts of people. Shaharbe mehem muzahamim b'chala'im shonim. Turn the page, top of the next page. You have people, yeah? You get onto a crowded bus and someone's coughing and, you know? There's so much stuff flying around. V'asakana li dabek b'hem gedola ma'od. And the dangers are very evident. Tzrichim l'haganasu yisbarach shalo yivgo. Which means if you ever had a healthy day in your life, it's only because Hashem was protecting you that day. And Hashem was watching over you. The Kvar Amru Chazal, now says of Schwab, an interesting pshat. Chazal say, Ha'olam Malei Mazikim, the world is full of Mazikim. So usually we translate Mazikim as Shadim. There are all sorts of spiritual things floating around the world that we just don't have the eyes to see. But says of Schwab, now that we understand modern science, we understand this Gemara in another way as well. The world is swarming. Right? I mean, it's kind of gross to think about it, and part of the bracha is that Hashem programs us not to think about it too much. Right? Unfortunately, some people have very intense OCD with these types of things, which can be very paralyzing. Right? But the world is full of mazikim. What does it mean? Kochos misukanim chomriyim vegan ruchniyim. Not only spiritual things, physical things. And the Gemara says, Il malei nisna reshus la'ayin lirosam, if our eye was able to see what we're literally swimming in, we wouldn't be able to stand in its presence. We would be so overwhelmed by it. There's just so much going on. Now, why did Hashem make it that way? What is this Gemara in Brachos and Davav telling us? It's telling us that Hashem made it this way so that we could be appreciative of the fact that look how much Hashem is watching over us. Look how Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting me through day after day. Rak al yedei haganaso shel Kadosh Baruch Hu efshar lerov bnei ha'adam. Lishar b'chayim. It's only through Hashem's protection that we're able to stay alive. L'maros kol ha'sakanos ha'elu. When we're surrounded by all of these dangers that surround us. So we say, Magen yish'enu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I'm not just thankful that you gave me life, that you revealed yourself, and you put me in such a family of the Avos HaKadoshim to help transmit Ensor Chayenu when you're dependable and you're reliable. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magen yish'enu, you're actively involved in maintaining my life and protecting me, that I should be able to survive from one day to the next. Okay? Atahu ledor vador nodelecha and saperti lasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are ledor ledor nodelecha and saperti lasecha. And therefore we will be nodelecha. Skip the next paragraph and just go to the paragraph that says haperishel nodelecha. Haperishel nodelecha v'hamila modim. How do you translate the word modim? Lahodos ulahalel, it's Hanukkah. Lahodos ulahalel, does it just mean to say thank you? So Rav Schwab writes something that Rav Huttner also expounded upon, which is that the word modim is not only a lashon of thanks. V'hamila modim b'chlal klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu einam kamo toda, kipshuto. It's not just thank you, God. Rather, ele yesh lehem muvan shel hoda. Modim is a lashon of hoda, ovidoi, confession. To be humbled before Hashem. And to confess, to admit. What am I admitting to? Moda b'miktsas. A person who confesses. What am I confessing to? V'ha'perish, says Rav Schwab, da'anu misvadim la'kodesh baruch hu, sheyesh lanu kol kach chovos toda la'kodesh baruch hu, sheyafshar la'adam l'shalmam. Why is the word toda, thank you, so similar to the word for confessing? Because if I'm really a thankful person, so I'm confessing to the fact that no matter how many times I say thank you, it's insufficient. Let's say I really say a sincere thank you to Hashem. Is there any way I could put into words enough thanks to express the fact that at 37 years of age, my heart is Baruch Hashem, L'Ayin Hara is still beating from the time it first began to beat? Is there any thank you in the world that could be enough? And the answer is no. So part of every todah, part of every thanks, is what? Is that a person is, it's an expression of vidui, it's an expression of moda. I'm confessing. I'm confessing to the fact that I can't thank you enough, Hashem. Again, that we express before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have kol kachovos todal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have so many, we're obligated to thank you so many times over, shi'yef sh'adim l'shalmam, that I'm confessing, I'm admitting, modim, I'm admitting that I can never thank you enough, I can never pay you back for what you've done for me. V'hamashal hu k'mi shi'yesh lo chovos merubos, she'ino yachal b'shum ofen l'shalmam. Like a person who has just an endless amount of debt that I'll never be able, I have to admit, I'm never going to get out of this debt. And the only way I can, you know, make sense of it is if you're going to continue to just have kindness and shower me with your kindness. So we admit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is why we bow when we say modim. We bow as if to say, I have to lower myself. I feel humbled before you, Hashem. I can never thank you enough for everything that you've done for me. Va'omrim kan shemizvadim laKadosh Baruch Hu she'inenu yacholim l'shalim chavaseinu lo. We express before you, Hashem, that we're not able to pay you back for all that we owe you. No delecha, aval, ma sheyesh b'yadeinu lasos nasa. So no delecha is, yes, we confess that we'll never be able to pay you back fully. However, what's the end of the sentence? No delecha, untzaper tilasecha. But nonetheless, despite the fact that I admit that I can't thank you enough, I'm still going to what? I'm going to try, lisaper tilasecha. I'm going to try to what? To express your praise as much as I can. How can I pay the person back? I took a loan from someone. I can't pay it back. And they've said, it's okay, I'm not gonna ask you to pay it back. I see that it's breaking you, I see that you, it's just too much, I'm going to forego the loan. I'm not going to expect you to pay me back. So what can you do for that person? I can't pay them with money. What can I do? I can praise them. I can go around and tell every person, Yankel is the nicest guy. You know what Yankel did for me? He lent me money, and I had a whole system of how I was going to pay him back, and the whole thing fell apart. I was never able to pay him back, but Yankel said, don't worry about it. I care about you more than I care about the money. And Yankel, he just forgave the entire loan. That's unbelievable. So you know what I can do? No delecha, Yankel, I admit, I'm so sorry I can't pay you back, but I can go around and I can talk about you. I can tell more people how kind you've been to me. And hopefully they too will spread the word. And That's bringing kvod shemayim. It's bringing honor to Hashem by talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, "V'zehu tam." Look what Rav Schwab writes: "V'zehu tam shal minag Yisrael she'onim baruch Hashem ani bari." That's why we train ourselves to always say baruch Hashem, praise the Lord, I'm healthy. Because if I appreciate what it meant to be healthy, I can't. How else am I going to pay Hashem back? You can put a price tag on health. You can't. You know what I can do? When I talk about my health and I think about my health, I could say, thank you, Hashem. I could say, Baruch Hashem. I could try to get more people to be talking and thinking and living with awareness of Hashem. Okay? Amazing idea. Okay, bottom line on page Shin Pei Zayin. Al Chayenu HaMisurim Biyadecha. Thank you, Hashem, for the life that is what? That is given into your hands. Why do we exist? Why do any of us exist right now? Why do we exist in this given moment? Says Rav Schwab in the top of the left column, on page 2, Shin Pei Zayin. What are we saying? Barishona modim laKadosh Baruch Hu, that thank you Hashem, that what? Shachiyanu mirega rishon ad achron shebechayenu. Thank you again for willing me into existence. Hashem, I'm masur biyadecha. I'm in your hands every second of every day. There's no autopilot in life, chevra. The fact that you exist from one second to the next is Hashem is willing you into existence. That's true even in the moment you're doing an Avera. You could be doing a really big Avera, and at that moment Hashem is maintaining your existence. It's the Ratzon Hashem that you should exist. Chayenu umosenu tluyim rak beretzono. Our life and our death is dependent entirely on Hashem's will. If Hashem wants you to exist, you exist. If Hashem wants you to stop existing, in a second, like that, a person would stop existing. Va'al nishmasenu apakudos lach, says Rav Schwab, u'modim laKadosh Baruch Hu al shmiras nishmas ha'adam. Not only, Hashem, do you protect me from all the bacteria and the tiny organisms that are floating around the world, and not only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do I feel that I have the inability to thank you for all the kindness that you've done when I acknowledge the fact that I only exist because of your ratzon, but more than that, I exist body and soul. And my neshama is what? He's entrusted to you. What does it mean we entrust our neshama to Hashem? Umodim laKadosh Baruch Hu al shmiras nishmas haAdam hachelak alokam imal. Thank you for the God spark inside of me. Shesharoi tachas hashkachas haKadosh Baruch Hu me'eis havrao. That neshama again has been watched over by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from creation. Mikodem leidas haAdam nishmaso kvar nifkada itzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where was your neshama before you existed? Before you were born, where was your neshama? It already existed. The essence of you already existed. The essence of you existed. It was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukishinolat ha'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishamer as neshama bekerev gufo. And from the time you were created, Hashem has watched over that neshama in your body to help it to work with your body. Kvoshanu omer birchas elokai neshama. We say what? Va'ata mishamera bekirbi. You watch over it and keep it inside of me. You know what we say when we go to the bathroom. What do we say? We talk about the fact that the body has what? Has many openings to it. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in the laws of Asher Yatzar, at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, it says we're acknowledging, Mafli la'asos, what a wondrous thing. Take a balloon, pop a hole in it, and you see if the air stays inside. It's going to deflate. So why is it that our neshama doesn't exit our body? We have so many openings to the body. How is it? What forces the neshama to remain inside? It has many points of exit where it could escape, and the neshama wants to be with Hashem. It doesn't want to be in this world. It's only that Hashem forces it and watches over it and expects of it to remain in the body. And that's what it means. Va'ata mishamera bekirbi. Hashem, you guard it inside of me. You make sure that my body has its neshama in order to carry out its mission in this world. So I thank Hashem for watching my neshama before it was in my body. I thank Hashem for watching my neshama while it's in my body. And I thank Hashem in advance for protecting and watching over my neshama when it'll eventually leave my body. Okay? Ve'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. We learned before that there's so much in the world that could make us sick, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Magen Yesheinu, He watches over us. Let's talk about other things, miracles that happen all the time that we just simply don't stop to notice. What does it mean, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu? The miracles that we experience every day. Anyone here experience a miracle today? We all did, many of them already. We've all experienced many miracles today. Says Rav Schwab, Kan Modim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, our lives are filled with all sorts of hidden miracles. Hagam shirubam eina mukarim la'adam. Even though most of them are not recognized by us, unless you really stop and think about it. Kamosha amruzal, as Chazal say, bal hanes eino makir beniso. Sometimes the person who experiences the miracle fails, the Gemara Nida says, to recognize the miracle. Sometimes when you're living in the miracle, right, an outsider says, "Oh my gosh, you realize what just happened to you?" And the person says, "No, like I actually don't." When you're experiencing it, it's hard sometimes to recognize it. The Baal Hanes Eino Makir Beniso. Says Rav Schwab, in our daily lives, Kama Pamim, Nitzala Misakonos Bederach Nisi Beli Adioseinu. How many times have we all almost died without us even knowing it? You know what the answer is? A lot. A lot of times. There may be times that you almost died and you know about it. But there's times where you also almost died and you didn't know about it. She'ein lanu shum shemetz shel yediyas hanisa ma'elu shekaru lanu. We have no idea. We literally have no idea. Rav Schwab gives several examples to drive this home. However, you could daven over this. Now you can. You must. We have to daven a different mode than at mincha today. To think about each of these phrases. They're beautiful. What are we saying? Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. Says Rav Schwab, L'mashal, Yesh cholaim ra'im ha-mispatchim bekerev haguf. There are illnesses, you pick up viruses, bacteria, things that enter the body, that are what? Mispatchim, that they develop, that they're growing inside of your body. Ve'inam murgashim klal, you don't realize that your body is fighting a war against that whatever, against that bacteria. And if your body doesn't fight the war or win the war, God forbid, you can end up in a hospital. And who knows, right? There's people who one day woke up and they had something that was bothering them, they ended up in a hospital, and before they knew it, they couldn't get the medicine to fight back, and they were dead. Rachmana litzlan, it happens. So your body might be fighting a war right now. You might feel totally fine. But the you know, the antibodies of your body might be fighting back against viruses and who knows what, bacteria and all sorts of things. But that protective quality that Hashem implanted inside of you in your bodies, it's working right now to remove that illness without causing any damage to you. And if you were to go to the doctor and get checked out, meaning there's the things that a doctor could look at inside of your body on a day that you feel perfectly fine, where the doctor says you have something very dangerous developing inside of you. Sometimes your body has the ability to take care of that on your own. So had you not gone to the doctor at all, right, that threat would have passed through you without you ever even noticing it. Sometimes, obviously, it develops to the point that you start to see symptoms and you become aware of it, right? But sometimes you're sick without, or you're the right, you know, automatically. Your body had the amazing ability to fight back and to defend itself. But the illness did not what? Did not advance because of the body. And he feels perfectly healthy and perfectly fine. He was this close to getting the flu and ending up in bed for 2 weeks. But his body, unbeknownst to him, fought it off. Unbelievable. Umi yodeya kama sakanos over sala adam b'chol yom. Who knows how many dangers pass by us every day? Hagam she'ini yodeya klum odos sakana umi atzalasim imena. You don't know about the danger, you don't know about the salvation, but at the very least, you can say thank you. You can imagine that it's true. You see, sometimes people do get sick. What about a person, yeah, who gets attacked? Says Rav Schwab in the bottom paragraph, O yachol yoshu nosea besobvei. See subvei? See the word subvei? You're traveling on the subway. The ein biyadi asosha eiza posheya omid legozlo. And you don't know that what? Some thug is plotting that the next guy, right, who he has alone on the subway, he's going to jump him. He's going to hold him up, you know, at knife point, steal his wallet. And if he gets feisty, maybe he'll stab him. Who knows? And you're about to get attacked. You're seconds away from being attacked. Oh, lifto oso. Uverega ha'achron lo asa klum. And all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden, someone like changes seats in the subway car, whatever, in the train. And all of a sudden, some big, tough guy, you know, who's a good guy, walks in and sits down next to you. And now the guy who's going to attack you, he changes his mind. He said, I'm going to wait for the next person. So again, you were a second away from having your throat slit, and you didn't even know. You know, like you went home that day; it was just a regular day, and you went home from work, and you had dinner with your family. So you just experienced an unbelievable protection that Hashem sent that other guy into. He had a change of mind; he sat down next to you, and that saved your life. You have no idea. Or God forbid, imagine a terrorist puts a bomb in the street. Shoo over both, the same street that you're walking by. Oh, al aviron. Or you're on an airplane with a bomb on it, God forbid. You know, say a bow. Velo hispotzitz. And something went wrong, yeah, with the mechanism and it didn't explode. You were in mortal danger and you had no idea. Oh, hispotzitz velo hizik. Or it exploded and you were just so lucky that, you know, all the shrapnel, like, hit the building right next to you. Missed you by an inch. Or how about the car crash, right? The car that crashed and swerved into the car right next to you, and it just missed your car by a millimeter. Chayenu maleim dugmaos ka'elu. Anyone who thinks about it, our life is filled with things that we maybe know about, and many, many things that we don't know about. I'll tell you another pshat in the pasuk we said in Hallel this morning. We say in Hallel, Ha'aluas Hashem kol goyim, right? Shabchu umim, ki gavar aleinu chasto. Nations of the world say thank you to Hashem for the kindness that you did for the Jewish people. So the Chassam Sofer and many others explain, why should the nations of the world praise Hashem for the kindness He does for us? Because the Arab terrorist who was trying to harm Jews and his plot was foiled at the last minute knows more than anyone else about how much the Jewish God looks out for the Jewish people. Our enemies know it better than we do. We don't even know because Hashem foiled their plot at the last minute. Yeah? Asher Heini Yitzasas Haman. Haman's plot was overturned, right? But we hardly recognize it. It looks like just some, you know, some political maneuvering. We didn't realize the great danger we were in. The enemies who wanted to harm us, they know best. The guy who wanted to stab you on the train, right? He knows more about, you know, what he wanted to do to you than you even realize. So, ha'aluas Hashem kol goyim. Let the umas ha'olam praise Hashem, ki gavar aleinu chasto, for the kindness that he did for us. It's an amazing insight from the Chassam Sofer and other tzaddikim. Yeah, Sam, what do you want to say? Right.
Do you think that like applies also to just in our regular lives, like these big things, like let's say surviving a
serious car crash or an illness? Yeah.
Do you think the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Right. Sam's referring to Ramban and Parshas Bo that says min ha-nistar, min ha-nisim. Haniglim, from the revealed, from the nes nigla of our life, we come to recognize the nisim nistarim. Meaning, why do we have such exalted moments occasionally? Talking about our national history. Why do you have the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why do you have Kriyas Yamsuf? Why do you have Kabbalah Satorah? Ramban says, those are the moments where Hashem reveals himself, and hopefully, now that we know he exists, we start to look for him in sort of the more quiet, simple, hidden moments of life. So I think that's true on a personal level also, yeah. A person who's in a dangerous situation, right, and with Hashem's protection survives, right, so hopefully he becomes much more aware of Hashem's kindness towards him, and he starts picking up on other things. I think so. I think it's absolutely true. Those big moments? Everyone has those big moments. You don't want those big moments. But everyone has those big moments. Now, is there anyone here who can't think of something in their life that was like a close call? of some type? And again, if you can't, the answer is, because it's what? It's these hidden miracles. It's when you were 4 years old, driving on a family trip, right? And you could ask your mother or father, maybe they remember the car that crashed in front of them. You were a little kid in the back seat. You have no idea. You don't remember it at all. It didn't mean anything to you. But maybe to them. Maybe we just don't know our own story. And the answer is we don't know our own story. That's exactly the point. On a microcosmic level, we don't know our own story. And even what we could see around us, we're just not fully aware of the miracle take place day in and day out all around us. It's an amazing idea. Okay, turn to the third page, Shin Pei Ches. Let's just do a little bit more. So now he explains something that's actually very mekusher to Chanukah. And I think it's it. I think this is the Pasha Pshat. Everyone wants to know, if you read the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, what do you learn about Chanukah? What miracle do you read about? You learn about the Nes Pach Shemen. You learn about the miracle of the Pach Shemen. And yet in the Tfilos, yeah, in the Tefillah, in the Al Anisim, in the Bimei Matis Yo, it doesn't talk about the miracle of the Pach Shemen. What does it emphasize? Al Milchamos, right? Ravtez Rivam, Dantez Dinam. You fought battles for us, Hashem. Asarta Giburim Biad Chalashim. Hashem, you protected us on the battlefield. So everyone wants to know, why in the Nusach HaTefillah do we emphasize the war? And why does the Gemara totally downplay the war and play up the Nes Pach Shemen? So Zezo Schwab, I'll tell you. And I really think this is like, you know, sometimes you hear a Vart, and it's just like, you feel like that's the Pasha Pshat. Like, that's it. Like, there's a lot of things you could say about this question, but like, this is really like the Pasha Pshat. I think. Listen to what he says. No se bracha zos, hu hoda la kadosh baruch hu rak al anisim hanistarim, shemaginim aleinu b'chol yom. What are we learning the essence of Modimus? Modim is not so much about saying thank you to Hashem for the things that I feel that I can properly say thank you for the things that I know about in my life. Right? Everything we've learned so far has a hidden element to it, a concealed element to it. So for example, right, thank you Hashem for revealing to us yourself. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for protecting us from hidden bacteria. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we confess that there's so much more than we're able to possibly express. Thank you, Hashem, for saving us from all sorts of attacks, right? Spiritual and physical, that we're not even aware of. So says Rav Schwab, if that's the theme of Modim, thanking Hashem for that which we're not even able to properly say thank you for, because we don't even know the full extent of it. So says Rav Schwab, Aval odos nisim hagluyim sh'avru aleinu, but the revealed things that we experience, kigon yesias mitzrayim, vikadoma, yesh lanu tfilos miyuchados lema'oros eilu, shebehem modim la'kadosh baruch hu ala nisim sh'asa ba'osam hazman. Modim is not the time to say thank you for the revealed things. We have an Az Yashir to say thank you for Kriyas Yamsuf. It was obviously a miracle. We have a Pesach Seder to talk about the Makos, open miracles. Modim is to say thank you for things which you might not have noticed. So says Rav Schwab, if that's true, V'atam shekololim al anisim b'purim v'chanukah b'brachazu. Why do we say thank you? Why do we include the Yom Tov of Purim and Chanukah in Modim? U'modim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu al nisim sh'asa lanu b'osam v'zmanim, thanking Hashem for the holiday of Chanukah and Purim. U'mishum sh'hanisim sh'kar v'zmanim eilu, hayugam kem nisim nistarim. The miracles of Chanukah and Purim are hidden miracles. Now, time out. We usually think that Purim is a time of hidden miracles. That's why Purim we wear costumes. Purim, there was nothing supernatural. Right? But Chanukah was supernatural. Chanukah what? What happened on Chanukah? The miracle of the oil. That was an open miracle. So says Rav Schwab, and that's why we're not going to talk about the miracle of the oil in Modim. What are we going to talk about in Modim, says Rav Schwab? U'mekovim nachon b'kavanas Modim l'hodos aleim kan. Modim is the time to say thank you for the hidden miracles of Purim and Chanukah. What do you mean Chanukah is an open miracle? Part of it is, the Pach Shemen is, the fact that we won a war could always be attributed to what? To natural means, to military strategies. You know why we don't mention the miracle of the Pach Shemen in Modim? Says Rav Schwab, I'll tell you, it's very simple. The reason is the Oso Hanes Hayanes Nigla. The miracle of the menorah was a revealed miracle. V'tfilas Modim is Hoda al Nisim Nistarim. Modim is how we say thank you to Hashem for what? For the concealed miracles of our life. Okay? All right, Chavir, it's getting a little bit late, so let's do one final piece. Turn to the last page. We'll skip Erev Boker Tzaraim, although it's very beautiful. Okay, we say Hashem, you're Hatov, Kilochalu Rachamecha, V'Amrachim. Right, Me'olam Kivinu Lach. Okay, so which piece should we do? Let's see. Let's do Me'olam Kivinu Lach. Okay, we'll end with this. Me'olam Kivinu Lach, the bottom of the right-hand column. Hashem, Me'olam Kivinu Lach. We always trust you. We always rely upon you. Me'olam Kivinu Lach. We always, what's Kivinu? Kaveh? We put our hope. You're the source of our hope, Hashem. Me'oz hayinu la'am kvar miyamei kedem. From the time we became a people long ago, haynu tamid mekavim lach. We always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we always put our hope and our trust in you. Mechasadav hagedolim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehishrish bilibeinu tikva, shioshienu v'yigalenu. Really, one of the most awesome gifts that we have is that Jewish people never give up. We don't give up. We're such amazing fighters. We have hope. We're hopeful people. That's a gift that Hashem gave us. It's not like something that we earned. The fact that we still hope Mashiach is going to come, right, is a gift that Hashem has given us, the ability to continue to hope that Mashiach is going to come. U'v'meshech kol yemei galuseinu matza am Yisrael oz v'idud mitikva zu. And throughout all of history, how did the Jewish people ever recover from the Holocaust? Why are we not all walking around depressed because of this? Because we're hopeful people. We're going to keep pushing forward. And we're going to keep returning to Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to keep dreaming of Geula. We're going to keep dreaming of Mashiach. We're going to keep dreaming of Beis HaMikdash. Right? And it's real to us. And we can cry over it on Tisha B'Av because it's real. It still resonates with us. We want it. We believe in it. We have the hope that it could happen. Hamila kivinu otikva is mishoresh kav. What's a kav? Hainu chatichas chevel. Kamo tikvas chut hashani o nata kav. A kav means what? A line. A line. A rope. There's a rope that we're all holding on to. A rope that goes through all of history that connects the Jewish people. Right? And somehow we have the ability to cling to that rope. The Rizhner gave a mashal. He said, in the ikvas of the Mashiach, in the time period in which we're living, right before Mashiach comes, we're the bottom of the rope. So imagine, if you start shaking a rope on the top, the vibrations, as they travel through the rope, yeah, can become very strong. And if you're holding on at the bottom of the rope, it's easy to get thrown off the rope. So we're clutching the rope. We're still holding on. We have the hope. Kaveh Hashem, chazak v'yamitz libecha, v'kaveh Hashem. We're still holding on to the rope. We're holding on to that kav, connected to that awesome line that goes all the way back. L'chein ha-perish ha-yesodi, she-me'olam kivinu lach. So what are we saying? Me'olam kivinu lach. What are we really saying? What's the essence of what we're saying? Hu she-be-meshech kol yemei am Yisrael ba-olam. Throughout world history, ha-kesher she-beino v'en ha-kadosh baruch hu, haya kechevel shel tikvasenu she-yishma tfilasenu kishaponim elav. That rope is that direct line, like we learned about yesterday, Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. Yeah? That the Jewish people are directly connected to Hashem. That we have a chelek in Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, which the Avadim tried to say, Ein lechem chelek Elokei Yisrael. Right? Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. A chevel is a rope. We're roped in with Hashem. The line is open, that direct connection, the kav. That line, that kav, which means a line, or that rope, is our tikva, is our hope. The rope is our hope. That's a good slogan for Jews. The rope is our hope. Val yedei oso akav niskasharnu lakadosh baruch hu afilu ba'osam hazmanim shatocheles haisa noeshes. That even in times when hope seems to be in a state of yayush, in a state of despair, we tie ourselves to Hashem with that rope, we bind ourselves to Hashem, and we don't give up. And says Rav Schwab in the final paragraph we're going to read today, just think about what the odds were. Get into the story a little bit. Think about what Haman was plotting to do to the Jewish people. It was beyond Yayush, or so it should have been. But we didn't give up. We davened, we fasted, we did tshuva, and we won. Think about Hanukkah. We were such unbelievable underdogs. And yet what? Somehow we found the strength to continue to search, to find that Pach Shemin, to reconnect, to rekindle. The show goes on. Chanukah and Purim. These two Yom Tovim that we love so much. Why do we love them so much? Because it shows that nothing will ever be able to extinguish the Jewish soul. We remained roped into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hayidei tekvasenu shiyoshiyenu mitzaroseinu. With the confidence and the hope and the belief that Hashem will save us from our tzaros. V'chein haya, and that's exactly what was. V'nitzalnu mi'avdon al yedei anisim v'apurkan v'agvuros v'achuos v'amalchamos. We were saved from that state of ibud, of complete destruction. And we saw awesome wonders and miracles and salvation and strength and battles. Sha'asa kadosh baruch hu la'avoseinu v'yamim ahem. The things that Hashem did for us. Okay, so I hope we have a new appreciation when you say modim this afternoon at Mincha, when you daven Maariv tonight, and you say modim, and you say Al Hanisim. Try to inject some of these, try to inject some of this kavana into it. It's such beautiful ideas, so many wonders. Again, it's the time to say thank you to Hashem for all the hidden things in our life, and to admit modim, to admit that there's so much that I owe you, Hashem. It's an expression of vidui. I'm confessing to the fact that I could never repay you for the kindness that's gotten us to this point in our individual lives and the collective lives of Klal Yisrael. All right? Good stuff? Rav Schwab, HaKadosh. Zechus Yegen Aleinu. Okay, Shkayach.